Radio Malassia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Malassia.
Malassanaut Space Training, 4 May 2026. The Malassian Air and Space Agency is proud to announce an intensive training and testing process for our brave Malassanauts. Before these intrepid voyagers can launch forth into the heavens, they first need to be trained for any and all eventualities. Thus, the Malassanauts, under the watchful gaze of the Malassian scientists, wearing obligatory white lab coats, traveled to the Fallon Antiquated Malassanaut Testing and Training Facility, located over the border in the U.S. There, the valiant space explorers participated in a rigorous regimen of training and testing, including gravity appreciation and rapid spacecraft exit training, rotational endurance assessment protocol, manual ascension and anti-gravity testing, heroic spinning and recovering testing, pointing the spaceship in the right direction testing, multi-axis disorientation training and anti-decompression oxygenation testing. Our Malassanauts performed very well in spite of the grueling conditioning and certainly demonstrated their capabilities towards a successful space program. We are very proud of our stalwart spacefarers and look forward to launching them into the great beyond very soon indeed. In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we've never known, it's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes. Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Little teenage blue-eyed groupies who do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Wanna
see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Front smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
Remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
Strange Adventure. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien stood on the stage and peeked through the curtains of the Martinville Civic Auditorium. A proud grin brushed across his face. Yes, in 5 minutes, the great Gusto would appear with his astounding display of magic. However, the sheriff's glow of success was interrupted by Gusto, who was frantically clutching his arm.
Monsieur, I cannot perform tonight. My assistant is sick. But, well, no, wait a minute. You've got to go on. I'll be your assistant. Oh, it's impossible, monsieur, because in my greatest illusion, the assistant must hide behind a small box. No, 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 you're too big. There's no room for you. Well, now, wait a minute. I'll fix everything. You go get ready to open the show.
Patrick dashed through the stage exit and around to the front of the building where John Friday was presiding over the ticket booth.
John, hurry. Come get that stage with me. But, Patrick, I'm needed here at the door.
No, you're not no more. Go on backstage there, and you do just as the great Gusto tells you to.
So, John Friday was instructed in his job for this particular active ledger domain. Then he cramped himself into a narrow space behind a box just before the curtain was raised. Then the great Gusto brought a duck and chicken on stage. He made a few passes over the birds, picked up a hatchet, and chopped. Two heads fell onto the stage. He then tossed the guillotine fowls into the small box behind which John Friday crouched. The audience was tense. Not a breath was exhaled. John Friday reached into the small opening in the back of the box. The bird's real heads were held sideways by a painless wire frame. The magician had merely lopped off a pair of false heads. There wasn't time to remove the delicate wire frames, so John was to put a duplicate pair of dummy heads in place. The great Gusto then waved his arms impressively and said the magic words,
"Alakazam!"
And the two birds hopped out, helped by the hidden hand of John Friday. But something had gone wrong. The audience roared with laughter. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien roared at the bewildered little man.
"Hi, daughter, the wish to know, the wish to know. You ruin the show, will you ruin my show, you little... I ought to lock you up."
The great Gusto rushed up to John Friday's assistance.
"Oh, Monsieur Sheriff, please, please, monsieur. Oh, maman, maman. Oh, leave him alone. Listen to those people out front, monsieur. They're still applauding. They're still shouting. Oh, this young man has turned my greatest illusion into a miracle, do you hear me? He has given it the extra punch that this act has always, always needed."
Then, for the first time, John Friday understood the reason for the excitement. John Friday looked at the stage where the two birds were still hopping around, but the chicken was wearing a duck's head, and the duck, yes, was quacking through a chicken's head. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Haunted Ship, our next tale of strange adventure.
Everybody tells her she's the most beautiful woman they know.
You're listening to Radio Molossia.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the proof.
This is Ripley's.
Believe it or not.
The Russian word sorok, meaning 40, also means a shirt. In old Russia, 40 animal skins were always carried wrapped in a shirt. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll have some more words for you as well as their interesting meanings.
Are you thirsty? Try La Presidente drinking water, made with real water, guaranteed.
A flock of ships is called a fleet. A fleet of sheep is called a flock. A flock of girls is called a bevy. A bevy of wolves is called a pack. A pack of thieves is called a gang. A gang of angels is called a host. A host of porpoises is called a shoal. A shoal of buffaloes is called a troop. A troop of partridges is called a covey. A covey of beauties is called a galaxy. A galaxy of ruffians is called a horde. A horde of gangsters is called a mob. A mob of whales is called a school. Believe it or not.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
You're looking kind of lonely, girl. Would you like someone new to talk to? Oh, yeah, all right. I'm feeling kind of lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Sharing the night together, ooh, yeah. Sharing the night. We could bring in the morning, girl, if you wanna go that far. And if tomorrow finds us together right here, the way we are, would you mind sharing the night together? Would you like to dance with me and hold me? You know I wanna be holding you. Oh yeah, alright. Cause I like feeling like I do, and I see in your eyes that you're liking it, I'm liking it too. Oh yeah, alright. Like to get to know you better. Is there a place where we can go? Where we can be alone together and turn the lights down low and start sharing the night together. Oh, yeah, sharing the night together. Oh, yeah, sharing the night together. Sharing the night together.
Radio Molossia.